Should say a few.
Your problem. Right. This is the UVic Military Oral History Program interview with Major General Edward Fitch, spelled F-I-T-C-H, is that correct? Recorded on 23 March 2011 at Major General Fitch's residence. Interviewed by Rowan Porta. Major General Fitch, do I have your permission to record this interview?
Go ahead, Rowan.
Right. Major General Fitch, could you please state your full name for the oral record?
I go by Ed Fitch, full name Edward Stanley Fitch.
Right. So, I'd like to start this interview by asking you if you could please discuss your service in the Canadian Forces prior to your deployment to Bosnia, and if you could shed some light on any particular experiences that you feel helped prepare you for your duties in Bosnia.
So I joined the Canadian Forces in, well, Canadian Army in 1966, became the Canadian Forces a couple of years later. As an officer cadet, I spent the first 5 years in two parallel activities during the academic year following a course of study towards a degree in civil engineering, graduating in 1971, and in the intervening summers between academic sessions, I was trained to become a military engineer and was commissioned as such and then fully qualified about 6 months after graduation from RMC and sent off to my first posting. Do you know what military engineers do for a living?
Well, I've heard it described as bridges and mines, so constructing field structures, preparing demolition charges, and that sort of thing.
Okay, that's a good level of detail. In more prosaic terms, perhaps, we assist our forces to live, move, and fight, and deny the same to the enemy. That's classic conventional warfare stuff. So, as you say, building bridges, blowing up bridges, putting in minefields, blowing up minefields, building roads, blowing up roads. You can see a pattern. Canadian military engineers also do the facilities engineering for all forces infrastructure.